Morning, Brooke.
Hey there, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to have you in studio this week. And we are sitting right now in front of a lot of technology. We tape this on a computer. So we've got a computer in front of us, and we have a digital audio board because we've had to upgrade to digital. And your cover story this week, you knew there was a transition in there somewhere, is technology. You're talking about how businesses have to keep up with the constant changes in technology.
Yeah, really. I mean, so many people use their handheld devices, you know, their phones, their tablets, etc. They go out and find QR codes and just scan stuff to look for deals or to research. You know, you're walking along the mall or someplace and you just want to find out what stores have sales. You just call it right up. Even within stores, people, you know, the companies are moving to the fact that they'll have QR codes within stores or just hotspots where you go in and it'll come up on your phone saying, hey, there's a deal, you know, just because you're here and you came in and happen to hit this spot, you can find a deal. So people are really getting interactive, as we know, and more people are actually using those to shop with, not just research as well. So as a small business owner, it really behooves you to sort of get on board with that. Now, you know, there's various things you can do. If you have a tiny little shop, you might not need a whole bunch of, you know, QR codes and stuff within your shop, although it still wouldn't hurt some things. But you need to constantly be getting – obviously, we've talked about Facebook – and that sort of stuff, how, you know, constantly having a presence on there, but using Twitter or getting, you know, tweeting, as they say, the verb is, getting that information out, shooting out information. Hey, the next 10th person to walk through the door will get a free something or other, and just constantly be putting that information out there because people are always looking for it, and especially the younger generations, this is how they're going to shop. This is what they know.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I mean, you mentioned these QR codes that folks use with their smartphones to scan a code to get a deal or to get information. We actually put one on the inside cover area for our program guide. And if you scan that, it takes you to our website.
Right.
So it's really huge, this mobile technology revolution. And I have seen stores now advertising, you know, you can even have the coupons right on your phone
rather than
clipping
exactly.
The coupons. So it's
we're also headed to the instead of a debit card, you'll use your phone. You'll scan your phone at the cash register. I mean, things like that are happening. And there's a bunch of help. I know there are some people who are maybe say, I want to do this, but I'm scared because I don't understand it. You know, there's a whole bunch of help. You just get online, start searching. You can get a hold of people like the SBDC and maybe even SCORE and WestCORE here in town. There's all kind of free help with them. But there are hundreds and thousands of blogs literally online that you could sift through and just find out some help. And even web pages. You know, it used to be you needed to at least have a web presence. And then after that, you needed to have a much better web page, you know, not just a, you know, a single page or something. And now you need to have a web page that interacts with people on their handhelds.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah. It's so important when you're designing that to get advice because there are certain things you have to have on your website. And it's so frustrating when you go to a website, you don't have the address of the business or you don't have the hours for the business.
Exactly.
These really important things that need to be right in your face, you shouldn't have to search for that.
Yeah, when you got to dig for the phone number, it's like, ah.
Very interesting. So good information there. And, of course, lots more in today's Sun News. Well, your profile this week I see is a longtime business owner who is retiring, a dentist in town, and a dentist with a very special responsibility.
Yeah, and actually he doesn't know if he's going to retire. He wants to keep going. It's James Tucker, Dr. James Tucker. He's 83. He set up his practice in 1959.
Oh, I misread that.
Yeah, and he's just been going strong. You know, they sort of laugh. His wife, I think, would like him to slow down, but and he says, I don't know if she's going to renew my license or not. But at the end of the day, she is. but one thing he's been doing for almost as long is he's been working on Aggie teeth, NMSU athletes. He's been working with them and doesn't charge. You know, they give him tickets and, you know, he'll work on their teeth and everything. So a longtime Aggie supporter, obviously, loves the teams, has gotten to know a whole bunch of players over the years, and just wants to keep going. He likes what he's doing, and he just wants to keep doing it. You know, that's what That'll be 53 years now.
Wow.
In business as a dentist here in town. So that's a long stretch. I don't know if I reach 83, if and I have a chance to retire, I don't know that I would keep working. But, you know, some people, that's just what gets them out of bed in the morning.
He's still at it. That's great. Yeah. All right. In the What's New this week, this is a private school that actually we've done some stories on here at KRWG.
Yeah, Las Cruces Academy, which is downtown, right near the downtown mall area, which is now Main Street, of course. And they work with children who are gifted and that sort of stuff, a private school, a good school from what I understand. And that we, you know, we have the Preston Art Center down there by Mesilla. That's a four-year-old building. It's a really nice building. It was, you know, built with green standards and all kind of stuff. And the Preston Art Center, sadly, just, you know, closed up shop not too long ago. But it looks like they're going to have a tenant pretty soon, and that's the Las Cruces Academy is going to move in, hopefully over the summer. It's about 90% done. They still need some clearance with the town of Mesilla that they're going through. But they're expecting to get that, and then when it does, they're after this semester, during the summer, they're going to move in. So it'll be nice to see that building, that really nice, pretty new building, see some life again so soon, not sit empty like we've seen some other buildings do.
Yeah, and that's good news for Mesilla, too, which is really growing. We have the new restaurant with the St. Clair Winery there, and seeing some other new things pop up here and there, so that's great.
Yeah, and this place is right near Lorenzo's de Mesilla and that sort of stuff. There's a little Mercado down there, so they'll drive more traffic down there, maybe.
Great. And in the Babbling Brook this week, something you may have heard about or read about, this is a black market I certainly never knew about.
Yeah, last week there were a whole bunch of stories. This really came out. Tide. People were shoplifting Tide like crazy and reselling it. There's a black market, literally a black market for this Tide laundry detergent. And there have been multiple stories in L.A., Maryland, Minnesota of people being arrested and charged with, you know, stealing all this Tide. And what they do is they turn around and resell it, maybe to, like, one of the stories was a nail salon and everything, sell it at a cut rate, sometimes just literally sell it to people on the street. And it's become this black market of laundry detergent, to the point where some stores are actually putting anti-theft devices on
laundry detergent.
And there's also other things. I've looked up Legos, toys. People are starting to steal a bunch of toys and then resell them and that sort of stuff. And some of this are gangs and criminal organizations that are looking for funding. And they'll shoplift a bunch of stuff and then resell it and fund themselves. It's kind of crazy. Which raises the prices for all of us, of course.
Of course. Of course. And not something that you would expect people would be stealing in the store.
The Tide black market.
Seems like it would be, especially the liquid stuff, a heavy thing to
carry. Really. I guess they fill up carts and make a run for the front door. And one of the reasons they do Tide is because it's a bright orange and it's a well-known brand, what they've said.
Interesting stuff. All right, well, we'll read more about that and much more in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Brooke Stockburger is the business editor, and he joins us every Monday on Morning Edition. Brooke, thanks for